Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger's here. Pam is back. Pam is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Unity Marketing. She's the author of a stack of books like you wouldn't believe, all on how to sell your products on Main Street. Luxury Marketing Disrupted. I think that's the new one. Meet the Henrys. Right. Meet the Henrys. She's going to talk about the Henrys in a minute. Shops that pop. Let them eat cake, et cetera, et cetera. The stack is high and the success is great. And very prolific columnist, too. And she's our good friend, Pam. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be with you today. We're looking forward to opening up soon.
Well, I know. And, you know, I talked about that this weekend in my column. My position is it's time to let small businesses manage their own risk. We're pretty good at it, Pam, and we're going to comply. We're going to comply. We're going to be reasonable, but we cannot. I hear people who say these things are not part of the marketplace. They got government jobs or something. But when they talk about waiting on a vaccine or waiting on more testing or whatever, you know, that's fine. But if you shut this economy down, we lose America. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Well, you know, to me, as I look at what's happened, I mean, there's still so many questions. And the fact is, we know who is the most vulnerable, and they're the ones that should be protected, not everybody else. Because my husband and I had it, and I mean, we weren't sick enough to get the test, but we had it. And it wasn't even as bad as a regular flu for either one of us.
Dr. Brix admitted over the weekend, one of the national experts, that they underestimated how many people would have it and would recover.
Right, exactly.
That it's just like getting, you know, and we're not minimizing the danger of this thing, but it is important to point out, though, that 20% of the deaths in America are from New York City.
Right.
And 40 of the states have less than 800 deaths. And some of them have in the double digit deaths. You know what I mean? So Wyoming and Montana and Georgia, maybe not Georgia because they got Atlanta, but Tennessee shouldn't be treated the same way as Seattle and San Francisco and New York. They shouldn't be treated the same way. This national shutdown has got to come to an end. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's just terrible to look at Main Street. You know, and you know, some retailers have been able to survive because they're classed as essential businesses. And you know, in Pennsylvania where I live, pet stores are essential. But, you know, when you look at the hairdressers and the service providers, I mean, these are people that are living, you know, just like so many Americans living paycheck to paycheck. They're living week to week on revenues.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
that's right.
And, you know, the CARES Act is helping, but it really is not anywhere near enough.
It's not going to save thousands, maybe millions of small businesses.
No. I think, you know, for me, when I look at what's going on, I think that the retailers really need to take this break to sort of, in Main Street retailers, to take this break and figure out plans for how they're going to come back stronger and better and really dig into their own, you know, resourcefulness, which they are. They're tremendously resourceful. They've got so much strength. And I do think that the American public is going to really I think they're going to avoid malls and are more likely to continue to shop on Main Street or come back to Main Street, because I think that they're going to understand what we've all been through and really want to support their local retailers and their local businesses, small businesses.
It'll be interesting to see how people come back. One of the things that I've said, when people have asked me what do I think is going to be the what it will look like as we recover and go back to work. And I said 100% of what will happen will be dependent upon how people behave. What will be their behavior? How will their behavior change? How will it be modified? What will be and it won't just be that we'll be coming back. It'll be that we'll be reacting to what we were doing. You know, during this time we've been shut up. Are we going to react to that and go out more? When we go out, are we going to – I mean, I don't think I want to sit in the middle seat in an airplane ever again. What do you think? I never did want to, but I sure don't want to now. It's going to make me rethink. It's going to make me rethink flying in an airplane. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, I think it's going to change our behavior dramatically. And, you know, just the fact that I think consumers and customers, they're going to be thinking about what is important in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's going to change the way people spend their money without a doubt. And I really think it's going to make, you know, buying luxuries and expensive items a much harder sell.
How about this, Pam? How about more? My wife was doing Target curbside delivery a year ago.
Right.
So more and more small, you and I have been encouraging small business owners to have their own robust online inventory catalog and e-commerce capability. So more and more people are going to say, hey, I like what you got. I like your new product that just came in. Here's my credit card. If I come by and honk the horn, will you bring it out to me? And we better be ready. We better be ready to do that. What do you think?
Yes, I think so. I think so. Well, you know, I just published a what I call a Main Street survival guide.
It's awesome.
On my website. And I interviewed five retailers from, that you would find on any typical Main Street, an art gallery, a gift shop, a pet boutique, a florist store, and a jewelry store, and sort of talked to them about what they're planning and how they're working. And every one of them said that, you know, online and being able to have an online capability is something that they're really leaning into now. And in fact, some of them were very slow to do that. And they're having a lot of trouble with, you know, integrating their point of sale system.
Well, they either didn't hear you and me, or they didn't pay attention to us, because we've been saying this for 16 years.
Oh.
You and I have been together for 16 years. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, Pam, I want you to get into that. What do retailers need to do based on what those people told you and your thoughts? We're going to get Pam to get her wisdom on that, to give that to us after the break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.